Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Stronghold from Mark 9:26. The spirit shrieked, convulsed the boy violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. This is a scary scripture. If you don't think sin is a serious problem in your life, think again. Sin desires a death grip on you. Sin sneaks in and grabs hold. Only the Holy God has the power to break its deadly grip. I saw a news spot on the television one night about a man in a homeless shelter. Alcohol and gambling addictions have broken his life. He lost his wife, his family, his home, and even the barest essentials of a physical existence. Sin's addictive grip had such a hold on him that it nearly killed him until the power of God rescued him. It's easy to judge him and say, "Why didn't you stop?" But how does sin grip you? I look around and I easily see so many addictions in my own life and in people's lives. It grieves me to see people suffering and refusing care because of prideful sin firmly blocking their humility. I see couples unwilling to stop their sinful me-first hearts, refusing to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, as Paul writes in Ephesians 5:21. I see my own heart sometimes with the sin of too busy to stop and be still and know I am God, as written in Psalm 46:10. Yes, sinful habits grab hold of us. They hold on and cause us to be deaf to hearing the true word of God and mute to praising God. Jesus' power is the only sin-conquering, sin-releasing power. Grab hold of Jesus so that sin lets go of you. Pause and consider Jesus' strength is for your freedom.